This is WMUK News. Anyone who has a hummingbird feeder or the right kind of flowers in their yard has probably wondered at the tiny birds they attract. But two biologists in Kalamazoo County are doing much more. They're helping keep track of hummingbirds by catching and banding them. WMUK's Andy Robbins went to find out how that's done.
That's the sound of a really unhappy ruby-throated hummingbird. Its tiny wings buzz inside a soft white mesh bag after being caught in a trap near the Fort Custer National Cemetery. Kalamazoo Nature Center field biologist Brenda Keith gently takes the bird out of the bag and gets a tiny metal tag ready.
And the pliers go around the leg, and I close the band, and it's attached. I just kind of squeeze it a little bit more to make sure it's fitting properly. Okay, that looks good.
Then she weighs it.
She weighs 3.32 grams, which is equal to about a dime.
The bird's wings, tail, and beak are also measured, and then it's free to go on its way. Catching a hummingbird isn't easy, and it's not something just anyone can do. It takes a special federal permit.
Because they are not endangered, but they are protected species, so you just can't go out and randomly catch a bird.
Brenda Keith's husband, Rich, who runs the Kalamazoo Valley Bird Observatory, monitors the hummingbird traps. There are two kinds. One is just a feeder surrounded by netting with a small hole in it.
But it's called a passive trap because birds can fly in and out of this trap. If you get busy and you're over there doing something else, the birds aren't trapped. They can go in and out. Same with the other one.
That's the ominous-sounding guillotine trap. It's just a feeder inside a metal cage, and when a hummingbird flies in, Keith uses a garage door controller to close the hatch. He carefully puts the birds into the mesh bags and takes them to the small table where Brenda and an assistant are banding them. The band number and other data go to the National Bird Banding Laboratory in Maryland, which keeps track of bird populations around the country. Rich Keith says he's noticed changes in the migration pattern of hummingbirds here in Michigan.
We don't have the data to back up that it's due to climate change. By the 1st of May, there's generally a lot of them here, and there's sightings many years in late April. All over Michigan, we've even had sightings in the Upper Peninsula in April.
Hummingbirds in southwest Michigan are getting ready for their annual migration to Central America, something that still amazes Brenda Keith.
Crossing the Gulf in 1 8-hour trip without stopping is pretty awesome, I think, for the tiny little 3.5-gram bird.
The Keiths will talk about hummingbird banding tomorrow at the Kellogg Bird Sanctuary near Gull Lake. Find out more on our webpage.
And she's done. And she wants to get out of here. Bye. Safe journey.
For WMUK, I'm Andy Robbins.